Oasis Audio presents Poison Town by Creston Mapes. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Jack could see his breath even inside the car as he dodged potholes on the Ohio interstate and maneuvered his way into Trenton City at daybreak. He blasted the heat but was getting nothing but cold air. The gun he'd bought 3 days earlier still felt bulky and foreign strapped to his ankle. He didn't like keeping the gun a secret from Pam, but with Granger Meade out on parole, it was for her own good, hers and the girl's. Wiping the moisture from the side window, he glimpsed one of the city's sprawling industrial plants, its web of mechanical apparatuses and smokestacks silhouetted by the dawn's red-orange glow. He put the windows down to clear the windshield. It was below freezing outside. Shoot! He laughed at how cold he was and how ridiculous he must look, with the windows down in the dead of winter. Cars hummed alongside his, covered with clumps of snow and ice and white stains from the rock salt on the roads. He'd been taking the cars to Randall's garage for repairs on the east side of Trenton City for years. Galen, the elderly father, and his 2 40-something sons, LJ and Travis, knew cars like a cardiologist knew chest cavities. Jack glanced at the digital clock in the dash. 7:17. The fact that Granger had returned to Trenton City made Jack sick to his stomach, especially each morning when it was time to leave Pam and the girls.